FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show we'll have reaction and interviews from the weekend's FA Trophy tie between FC United and Baysford United from Saturday afternoon. And later in the show we'll also be hearing how the women's team fared in their league match against Sir Tom Finney FC. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with a new date for your diary, as FC United's long-awaited rearranged first-round tie at home to Glossop North End in the League Cup has now been confirmed for next Tuesday, the 19th of November at Broadhurst Park, 7:45pm kick-off. One man who will be most likely to be looking to make an impact in this game will be new signing from Buxton, Ash Young. And Tim Browning caught up with Ash last week at training to hear how he's settling in at the club.
Hi Ash, welcome to FC. How are you finding it?
Brilliant, yeah. First couple of weeks have been great up to now. The lads are brilliant. They've welcomed me a lot. I know a couple of lads before I came in. But yes, I feel like I'm settling in quite well and it's happy to be here.
Obviously, you're a deep-line midfielder, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah. So generally play deep-line midfielder. But I can also play right-back and centre-back at a push, which I did when I was in the Welsh League sometimes. But preferred position is centre midfield.
Obviously, we saw you briefly in the game against Radcliffe in the FA Trophy the other week. How did you find that coming on in such a heated environment?
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, obviously, they were down to 9 men by the time I came on, so I actually had quite a bit of time on the ball, which I just felt actually helped me settle in quite well. So I had a bit of time I could look for an easy pass, and it just sort of settled me in quite nicely, actually.
And what are you looking forward to most playing for FC?
Just being part of a really big club. Obviously, you know, there's a great fan base with a new ground. And again, it's been a professional setup since I've been in up to now. And just really nice to be part of. And hopefully, obviously, I can get myself into the team and do the job for FC.
Are you looking forward to running out in front of the fans at Broadhurst?
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait to say, getting into the team hopefully soon and run out in front of the crowd. It was really good to see on Saturday. Obviously, all the fans that are there. It's a great amount of people who come and watch. And I just want to get involved now and enjoy playing.
New signing Ash Young there speaking to Tim last week. And speaking of new signings, the club have confirmed that the league's leading scorer, Tunde Awolabi, has put pen to paper on a new contract at the club. Here's Neil and Tunde speaking on the news last week.
Massive night here tonight, Tim. Got some really exciting news to tell everyone connected to FC United. After 2.5 weeks of trying, and a lot of thanks must go to Tunde's father for his support that he's given us, we've officially signed Tunde on a contract at Broadhurst Park tonight, which gives me immense pleasure. Tunde's bought into the philosophy of the club, he's bought into the philosophy in the dressing room, and for me, as a manager, you want your best players committed to the club, and that's what's happened tonight. So I'm over the moon to get Tunde signed, and now it's over, now we're to him, because we've got a plan here, and Tunde knows what that plan is, but for me, you know, delighted to get it over the line.
Yeah, it's incredible. Obviously, since day one that I've come here, you know, I felt home at home, and the support that I've gotten from the manager, the coaching staff, the fans, the team, the squad, has been incredible. And obviously, I've been able to settle down and play my football, and I'm just happy to be part of this family. Everyone is going into the right direction, and I want to be part of where this club is going to go in the near future. So obviously, for me and my dad, we're happy, to be here, and I'm focused to help this team move forward, continue to do well, continue to score goals, continue to help the team win games, and hopefully push on, because we can do something special this season.
So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday. First obvious question, Tunde Oyelabe, obviously he was being courted, I think is the right term, last week. He's put pen to paper this week. That's very good news, isn't it?
Yeah, Ben, listen, it's amazing news. I mean, what I need to explain to everybody outside of the club is that Tunde Oyelabe wanted to play for FC United and was desperate to play for FC United. It's widely recognised that we don't have a great deal of money. So we had to make sure that the offer that we put to him was kind of on the right table for him and his father, etc., moving forward. But Tunde's never been treated the way he's been treated at FC United. And he said to me before we even put the offer towards him that he was desperate to sign for us. And, you know, when we bounced an offer back to and fro for about 2.5 weeks, and eventually, you know, with a sell-on percentage, and I will tell fans that, we haven't broke a wage structure, but it's about a sell-on percentage for the club, to look after the club. He's put pen to paper. But Tunde's a wonderful talent, a wonderful lad, and, you know, someone who loves playing for FC United. So for me as a manager, I can't wait. You know, I know I've got for another year now.
That's brilliant news. And, Tom Greaves got in touch with him on Twitter, said, you won't get bored of scoring at FC United. There is something, you know, nice about... We take it for granted, I think, at FC United. But you know, if you're a good striker in non-league, you don't get a role like that at most non-league clubs when you score.
There's a picture on his on Tunde's Twitter media page where it shows him coming off against Morpeth and he faces the main stand. And all the guys are up there, you know, clapping and in awe of him. And since that day, you know, the songs about Tunde, the reception he's had, you know, I always say that fans will fall in love with a football player who wears his heart on his sleeve, who runs his socks off, who tries his best for the club. You know, if he puts the ball in the back of the net, even better. Tunde ticks all the boxes for FC United, and the fans have really taken to him, and that's credit to Tunde. You know, he's a lovely lad. You know, behind the scenes, he's such a well-mannered boy. His father is so supportive of the club and he wants to be here. But ultimately, he wants to be a professional footballer. And if I can help him achieve his dream, if the club can help us achieve his dream, and if he can help the club, you know, achieve our dream, then we tick all them boxes. But he loves playing for these fans. These fans are incredible and they love him, he loves them. And, you know, we're just looking forward to having Tunde Oyelabe for the next how many months. I mean, no doubt whatsoever, he'll get a move. I mean, no doubt. I'm not putting him under pressure. You know, centre forwards with blistering pace, who can score goals, Ben, will get a move. But we'll certainly enjoy letting him wear the number nine, you know, wearing the red number nine of FC United for as long as it happens. And I'm sure that he'll go down as a legend, whether or not it's after 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, or whatever. You know, I'd love it if he stayed with us and took us into the Conference North and Conference National and beyond, but we've got to be realistic. He's turning heads now of big football clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be the right move for him, as Alex Samoz. You know, it's that step up is possible, and he should be going to big clubs.
Do you know on that, Ben? I'll just touch on the Alex Samoz situation. You know, El loved FC United, and I've got to mention this to the fans because they may not have seen him. But after last Saturday's game, I was in the tunnel, and Alex Samoz was stood there. 24 hours previous to that, he was on Sky Sports creating the equaliser for Barnsley. And it just shows what a club we are, you know, to entice the likes of Alex Samoz back to watch us on a Saturday afternoon after he's played on Sky Sports on the Friday night. And I'm sure Tunde will go and do that, but it's not just about football. It's about what the people are like. And the people at FC, they're incredible. They're incredible.
And that then takes us to tomorrow. And I've not really asked you about the pitch. I think it'll be fine, won't it? It's only rained non-stop for 48 hours. It'll be fine, won't it?
Yeah, listen, credit to Graham and Jimmy. You know, they're constantly working on that pitch. I said to Jimmy last night, if you know, what's the pitch like? He said, if we get another day of rain, it could be off. We've had a day of dry weather today. And I spoke to the secretary before, Viv, and she said, pitch is perfect. I think, you know, for us tomorrow... There's a number of situations that we face before we go into the game. One, Basford second in the league. Two, Basford very good side. Three, Basford beat us 2 weeks ago. Four, the freak goal that attracted attention nationwide. But five, you know, we genuinely believe we can win the game tomorrow. We genuinely believe we can win, and We've worked hard in training this week about nullifying their threat, but also about expressing our game plan base for tomorrow. So, you know, we can't wait for 3 o'clock tomorrow. And it's due rain, but rain will help the pitch and help us put our game plan into operation.
I mean, just to give the listener a bit of an insight into that game plan, well, not the game plan, but the work that goes into the game plan. You know, when you look at Baysford, they've got about, what, six or seven quality strikers pretty much in the squad, or forward players. I mean, how do you prepare for that?
So, we're training this week. We know their threat. We know they like to go, what I call, through the spine. They like to play one-touch, two-touch. Their weak link, if you will be their two fullbacks getting forward. But they look to go through the lines. So what we've got to do, you know, in training, what we have done in training is kind of nullify the situations and then pressurise the ball to go into number two and number three. And we've done so much work on it this week. And if we can force the ball into wide areas, then we've done our job, because their strengths are through the middle, one touch, two touch, into nine, into ten, into eight, into six. And, you know, fortunately, we played against them, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. So we know everything about them. But the lads have taken on board the information. It's all right in training, you've got to stop it in game situations, but honestly, the amount of work, not just on the training pitch, on the video analysis, on the pod analysis, the work that we share between us on social media has been incredible. And you know, if we don't win tomorrow, it won't be for the want of trying. We'll be fully set up for Baysford, but we've also got our own game plan to execute on them and how we're going to break them down. And you know, going forward, my team's really excited, and I wouldn't be surprised if we score 1-2 tomorrow. And if we could nullify the threat, then we get the win.
And finally, Neil, any injuries or anything like that? Luke Griffiths, he should be back, shouldn't he?
No, we missed Luke last week. You know, no disrespect to anybody else, but you've got a kid like Luke Griffiths with a range of passing, his tenacity, his energy for play football. Luke goes back in there tomorrow. And it gives us a fully fit squad. You know, we've got a fully fit squad. So I have no excuses tomorrow. If we get beat tomorrow, Ben, Baysford are better than my team. And they should be. You know, they absolutely should be with their wage budget compared to our wage budget. But do you know what? I've just got a sneaky feeling that my team and my squad were ready for tomorrow. And, you know, we were hurting from the other week. And I've got a really good feeling. Listen, if I speak tomorrow at 4:15 on the radio and it's not come to fruition, I hold my hand up. But we're prepared well. And, you know, I think we're going to win tomorrow.
Ben there speaking to FC United manager Neil Reynolds on Friday night ahead of the FA Trophy tie at home to Baysford United. And it is that match that we turn to now, and to hear if FC could make it into the hat for Monday's draw, it's over to our FC Live team at Broadhurst Park.
So hello everybody and welcome to Broadhurst Park. You join us here live in the gloom, the autumnal gloom of North Manchester. A bit moody here today, isn't it? It's a bit autumny.
It's lovely. It's lovely.
Stato Paul is with us for this opening bit.
Good afternoon.
As is Swampy.
Good afternoon.
Still here. Just to say, there is a bit of... A lot of people wouldn't have seen it who turned up before kickoff, because it was just while a lot of media were milling around and the players on the pitch. But this game could have a bit of bite to it all of a sudden, and it's all thanks to one excessively long tape measure, Swampy.
It is indeed. We were here earlier on and watching a guy, and I went, I think he's got a tape measure, and he went to the end like by our own goal, and then the tape measure unfurled, and basically they measured their world record goal. I did suggest that we should have actually, in full view and vocally opposing to it, said cut it in half, and then we told the person who thought it was the world record actually it wasn't.
Just shy.
And he took our word for it. But equally, as I've just done, we've just done the FC. FC TV, it'll be on or off, and Neil gives his opinion on there. And in fairness to Steve Chettle, Steve Chettle himself came along and apologised to Neil, saying, look, it was the media team, it was nothing to do with me, and I wouldn't have done it. So in that respect, fair play to the manager. But however...
And the opposition team came out.
Well, Neil was clever, because Neil heard what was going on, brought the team out and just said, look at that, they're taking the mickey. Now, he's just said to us there's no need for any additional...
Radcliffe style.
Any additional, way forward in the game. He just said, we set our stall out anyway. That just gives it a little extra impetus, because the players were already up for this game. And that just gave them a little bit extra. So, you know, be warned, if you turn up with the tape measure here, you may well, depending on the end of the game, find out whether you get battered or not.
Paul.
The words tail of the tape come to mind.
Tail of the tape.
I mean, coming into this game, obviously, the FA Trophy, we've got the Torquay Hoodoo off our backs.
Well, yeah, it's amazing to think that the last time we won at home in the FA Trophy was filed.
At Curzon.
At Curzon, yeah, it's that long ago. And the last time we played at home here in the Trophy, we got thumped by 5-1 by Nuneaton.
Yeah, and Dave Challenger was the manager then, wasn't he? And he's just had Hartlepool, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. The Hartlepool's manager, Murray's come in from Morecambe.
The filed game's an interesting comparison, actually, because Batesford are...
massive underdogs.
We saw when they played in the league game here, they are a step above, it looks like, most teams in this league. So and I think they're announcing Tunde Owolabi's contract signature. I was just saying, though, if Batesford come to this 2-3% less than they should, FC United, if they're up for it, can do a job here.
I think so, and Neil alluded as well. He said he thinks they're probably the best team he's seen this season, the best footballing team and the best all-round team in the division. They've splashed the cash this week, you know, a four-figure sum for a centre-forward. It was at Gainsborough, and basically he's come here, so they've got extra firing power. They've got a big plan, very similar to South Shields' plan. They want to be a league football club, the same way as Fylde. They've got to be on their metal today, FC United and Manchester. But I say now, Tunde just below is signing his contract.
Can we just talk about that?
I saw Brian Robson do that at Old Trafford with Remy Moses at one side of him.
I was about to say, the last
Sammy McIlroy
scored a
hat-trick.
Yeah. The last FC player we saw do this was Elliot Samoes.
Yes.
And look where he went. And this is what it's about. I mean, he's been courted by a couple of clubs, one club in particular from Lancashire way. That would have been a sideward move. He should be going Football League if he's going anywhere.
Well, everyone knows it was Chorley. You can mention them, that's fine. There's the scouts here this afternoon that'll be looking at him. Lancashire scouts as well. And they'll be looking at him today. Look, the lad signed a contract. The lad wants to play his football here. I mean, his dad's just been sat with Roy Sewell for the last half an hour talking about...
Hogging your seat.
Well, he's kept it warm for me. That's a nice thing. It's lovely and warm. But he's loving his football here. Now, we wouldn't ever begrudge a player moving on. And if he gets a deal with a league club, fantastic. I think he needs to hold out for a league club opposed to perhaps a National League North team or a National League team, because I think he's got that capability. Because what he's got an eye for goal. He's not afraid, and he's got bags of pace, and that is something that every team look for. And if he does go and move on, hopefully we could maybe have a deal where he stays here for the rest of the season, and he then goes at the end of the season.
Interesting news as well about Alex Curran staying till December now?
At least till December.
That doesn't matter for today's game.
Well, he's not allowed to play. Yeah. Jim said he can't play. But Jim's been very good at Stockport County, and he's spoken to Neil and said, look, he's here till the end of December. And Neil's hoping to get him till maybe over December and see how we go.
Paul, we'll come to you now for a few stats to watch out for today. What have you got for us?
Well, records are there to be broken. Batesford are unbeaten in 9 games since they lost at Matlock in September the 7th. That's a long run to be unbeaten, so that record has to go. FC's record in the Trophy we know all about. We did win at Radcliffe, but we've really got to put a run together.
And as we understand, if it does go to a replay, that replay will be on Tuesday, understand.
Yeah, so a welcome visit to Nottinghamshire, but let's hope we get a result today.
Absolutely. Well, Stato Paul will be here for Paul again at half time, when he'll be joining us with Woodsow for our half time chat. But the teams are now out onto the pitch, and Roy Sewell is with us, as is Swamper. Before we hand over fully, Roy, what are you expecting today?
I'm hoping for a really good end-to-end game. I think Batesford, you know, obviously from the times we've seen them, have shown themselves to be really capable, quality side, you know, that play with a really good method. But FC have started to show a little bit of that word consistency, you know, over the last couple of fixtures. Let's just hope it carries on.
Corner comes in, it's a decent ball towards the back post, who's on the end of it, it's half cleared. First time for Potts, first time, get in! Oh, on the side of the crossbar, it's still there, and it eventually falls into the arms of the goalkeeper. But I say there, Tunde is saying there, he's pushing the back, because as he's gone to head it, he's headed it up in the air, and that would suggest the push is coming in the back, and he can't get the head on it. But a great shot.
Oh, great shot on the half volley there from Potts, absolutely smashed it, hit the bar, came out again. You know, tremendous drive.
And FC United had the ball back. It's with Potts. End-to-end stuff here. Potts plays it to Griffiths. Simple ball right-hand side to Aaron Morris. Morris back to Griffiths. Griffiths is the playmaker. Switch. He's looking to switch play, and he slips. But it's a great ball anyway. It's now a 1-2 between Ennis and Dodd. And the ball, great ball. Can Donoghue get the header away? Yes, he can. Oh! What a wonderful ball. Simple. Simple football.
Absolutely superb there. Ennis getting the ball just 10 yards over the halfway line. Brings it onto his right foot and then strikes a diagonal ball just towards the edge of the area where Donoghue has made a great run. Goalkeeper's about six yards off his line, and he gets a header in from the edge of the box, straight over the top of the keeper, Preston, and into the top 90. 1-0 for FC. What a goal.
It was superb. It was a wonderful goal, a great header. In fact, I think that header went further than the world record a couple of weeks ago. But a wonderful, wonderful bit of football from FC United, but they have to defend already on this near touchline. So 22 minutes.
I was going to say, right, should we get a tape measure on that one?
Definite.
It's a corner as the wind's really swirling around here at Broadhurst Park. And it'll be the number 11, James Reid, to take the corner. The ball comes across. It's a decent ball. What, it's
yes,
a piece.
Number five.
And
Gascoigne.
It was Gascoigne. I'm just looking there. I thought the FC defenders were looking to the referee for maybe a free kick, but it was a positive and a great header and an equaliser on 25 minutes.
Wayward clearance from Preston. Yields a throw in to FC United on the halfway line. Left-hand side. Dodd takes it to Linney. Dodd gets it back. Switches wings, plays it behind Morris, and the Curtis Jones in fact will collect and play it to Morris. Morris takes it over halfway, right hand side, inside to Griffiths. Griffiths, nice ball through there, nice ball from Donoghue. Linney, great run from Don, lovely football into the box, across it goes,
get it,
yeah. Oh yes. And that is beautiful football from FC United of Manchester, and Charlie Ennis, who started the game, he created the first FC goal for Donoghue. I was in the right place. The ball went behind everyone else, but Ennis had taken an excellent position up. And the keeper got one hand on it. There's some discussion, though, between the officials. The referee seems to be happy with everything. The ball will come back to the halfway line. And FC United, excellent response, Roy, having given away that equaliser.
Absolute great overlapping run by Dodd. Got picked off superbly, just smashed it with loads of bend on it and power, accuracy, straight into Ennis. And Ennis, what a tremendous finish there. You know, through a ruck of players, it has to be said.
All right, well, this is a really fantastic cup tie. FC 2, Baseford 1. They're fifth and second in the league, respectively. Baseford won here 3-1. Few weeks ago in the league game, but FC looking for revenge now. 2-1 they lead. Dodd, kept in by Ennis, by the touchline, left hand side, down the line it goes. Dodd midway inside Baseford territory, tries to thread it through for Linney, but he wins the ball back. There's Dodd, now it's Potts on the turn, plays it out, hugging the touchline is Charlie Ennis. And a good work from Linney, great ball. Donoghue through to Alabi, could be 3-1,
get it is. Get in there!
Madness made the football is sublime from FC United. And I'm going to stick my neck out, Roy, and say this so far is the best performance we've seen from FC United in the whole season.
Absolutely tremendous at this moment of time, and right across the board from 1 straight through to 11. And I have to say this while I'm looking at the game here, I feel that the three players that have been in and out of this squad, which is Ennis, Donoghue and Linney, I think have absolutely stormed this game. They've really brought the levels up, and that's why we're getting such a consistent, you know, manner of play and display.
Ennis on the ball though, hustled and bustled out of it, but again does well. The referee's decided.
There we go.
Oh well, that's it,
right on the minutes.
That
as well,
that was a very quick 4 minutes, and well, you've got to say that was absolutely a joy to watch.
It was good football. Some class goals, and like I say, I feel the officials added into that mix as well, you know, to help the entertainment levels go along. FC well and truly winners of this tie, and Baseford can go and measure themselves as much as they want.
Well, yeah, you're right in saying that. It was It was a 45 minutes of perhaps the best football we've ever seen here at Broadhurst Park. I don't think you'll see any better football than was on show in the first 45 minutes. And I'm talking from both teams. FC United, though, with three crucial goals and wonderful goals that you'll be able to see quality on an FCUM.TV. And a second-half performance, really, that Neil would be very, very proud of, simply because they stuck to their task, they worked tremendously well. They also could have maybe scored a three or four more, but they just stuck to their task, and just great game, James.
Yeah, I think echo all of that, and I think it's the thing of everybody putting their shift in. And I think this point about the decision to finally play Charlie Ennis has been played as a substitute and has made a huge impact substitute on some occasions. That decision to start him today had a huge influence on the way FC were able to have the best of the first half. But that's not to take away from so many players just running for each other, find the space. I mean, that, the third goal and then Dodd on the overlap, there's just such lovely football. And of course Olarabi, he's just a goal a game merchant, isn't he?
He certainly is. I think with Charlie Ennis is the fact that he, with his work commitments, it's been unfortunate that he can't play week in week out, he can't train week in week out. You know, he does add something to the team. I was talking earlier on, I think he's played for 27 clubs, and that's primarily because of his work commitments. He's played for quite a number of those on a number of occasions, and he's enjoyed the game that much. He's actually come to this near touchline here to grab hold of his daughter and take her out to celebrate on the pitch. He was excellent. And you know, we talked last week and the fine margins in the game, and Jack Lenehan came in last week and performed admirably, let's not get that wrong. But we did miss Griffiths.
Yeah.
And today it showed again. I mean, the lads just oozes class. He knows where everyone is, he knows the pass ordinary to play, and he's good. And what he also does, and he stopped play about three or four times today with tactical fouls. He just knows when to just get in there, a little bit like Simon Carden used to do, Roy. You remember that, when Carden used to get across a player, concede a free kick, never normally get booked, get away with it. How he got away with it in his career, I've never known. I mean, he made some absolutely lethal challenges, but again, it was an all-round performance, and it's very difficult to pick a man of the match this afternoon.
You struggled, to be honest. I mean, I just feel that, you know, this was a team effort today. I mean, collectively, you know, you can say, Tunde Owolabi did all the work and got his results, you know, through that one goal that he scored. Could have done better on occasions, but the fact is, like, you know, at the end of the day, everybody performed here, every single player. I wouldn't like to be able to pick a... Well, I'll tell you what, put all the names in a hat and pluck one out, because that's the only way to actually choose a player of the game.
No, I think you're right. It was a team effort. And as I say, I spoke to Neil in a live interview before the game on FCUM.TV, and he said the work that they put in this week in the training ground, he said all the work we put in, all the preparation, if it comes off today, which I think it will, you'll see a good quality game of football. And everything he asked of them, they did today. Every player on that pitch, every blade of grass, they covered, they worked for each other. And as you say, you like and I like, I think we both all like, centre forwards that defend from the top. You know, that's where you start your defending, from the top. And you have the likes of Linney today, the likes of Ennis today, and the likes of Tunde, not giving a great quality opposition every time to breathe. And that was the difference, really. You kept saying in commentary they weren't used to having it up them. FC United absolutely deserved the game, the way they played. And next week it sets up for an absolutely superb game against Witten. I think Witten got up to six, I think, with winning, and that's going to be a ding dong battle, because again they're playing some cracking football, and they come here to Broadhurst Park, and it's going to be a wonderful, in fact it's away, isn't it? And we got to Witten, but Witten's pitch is just like this.
Yeah,
it's a lovely surface, so be a great game of football. But what a way to go in for your week. Tuesday though, we've got Hyde.
Yeah.
In the Manchester Premier Cup, and the players will be absolutely buzzing.
Yeah,
indeed.
I think as well, to be honest, James. I mean, I think a lot of FC's stability and consistency levels, I feel really falling. in unison with Belford coming into the team. I think he's added that little bit of composure, and that's absolutely nothing, no problem with Paddy Wharton. I think, you know, while the lad was in, I just feel that that little bit more experience has helped the back four lads, where they've actually known what's going on.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one, isn't it, when Wharton is fit?
I don't think it is.
Well, it is an interesting one.
I think Belford will just carry on doing what he's been
doing. You say that, but he's only got 2 weeks of his loan, and he's gone, and he's done. So, I mean, it depends whether we can keep him on board. I mean, say, Paddy Wharton has been superb. He's probably the best player we had until he got injured.
Well, put it this way, I could understand it if Belford hasn't been happy, but you've only got to look at his displays and his manner. You know, his body language tells you he's happy here.
Oh yeah, of course he is.
If anybody's going to push for that loan to be extended, it will be him.
Will it be him? And I also believe it will be. It certainly will be the manager, because he's seen the quality he brings in. He's made a couple of mistakes, but that's all goalkeepers do. And you know, while I mean, it looks like it may be quite a number of weeks before Paddy is actually fit. We did ask the question again, but here we're just going to wait for. Neil, I think he'll have a quick chat to the players and the management team, because that was an absolutely tremendous, tremendous performance. Oh, Benjamin's joined us, and he's put the Atmos mic up so we can talk. Go on, Ben.
Can you hear me okay?
Goodness gracious.
Is that too loud?
Just a bit.
Is that too loud? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Is that bearable? I'll just give you the full-time scores from the league then while we wait.
Oh, it sounds lovely, that, Ben, actually. It sounds like James.
Bamber Bridge 2, Stalybridge Bridge Celtic 3, Lancaster City 2, Hyde United 2. So Lancaster were winning that game. They were going to go top of the table, but that draw season just leapfrog over Baseford. Mickleover Sports 1, Witton Albion 4. That sees Witton Albion, who we take on in the league next weekend, now on the same number of points as FC United.
Up to six, with
a game in hand. Radcliffe 3, Scarborough Athletic 1, and Warrington came from a goal down to beat Stafford Rangers by 2-1. So the gap now between Warrington in fourth and FC in fifth is just your 6 points.
Well, question, Ben.
Yes.
What was the crowd today?
907.
All right, okay.
It was a shame. A few people would have got the money's worth if they'd... But obviously it's not including the season ticket. That would be the reason for the reduced tendency, but they've missed a treat.
Yeah, they have missed a treat, and
I think the weather's also played a part. We've got a lot of travelling supporters even that come to this ground, don't they? And we've seen what's going on around parts of the country, so that probably would have an effect.
Neil making his way up.
Indeed he is. And I've got to say, as soon as everyone leaves, I mean, it was cold before everyone left, and now they have left, it's even blooming colder. I'm going to stand up, I don't care, I'm not sitting down anymore. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, we are... Oh, we're just about to be joined by Neil. In fact, we are joined by Neil, as Mr. Sewell just gives way for a minute. It's not been a long time coming, because we've had plenty of performances. What we've had is, again, a 90 minutes of football, and the first 45 minutes, is that the best you've, as a player or manager, ever been involved in, that first 45 minutes, regardless of who you played for?
You've took the words out of my mouth. That's the best 45 minutes of football I've ever seen. As a manager, as a player, God, it was exceptional. And you know, the management team just said that we couldn't live with you. You know, we nullified their shape, and we worked on it all week. We forced them into wide areas. We talked about the two-touch, the rotations, the overlaps, the things that we do, and wow, it was so good to watch. And, you know, as a manager, when things work like that, you know, you've got to just sit back, and your heart rate can, you know, take a little bit of a dip. It's not, you know, it was great. And I just said to the lads in the dressing room, I just said, what pleases more than anything is that you've listened, you've learned, you've thought about what we've done in training this week, you've executed a game plan, at half-time you've come in, we had to change our shape slightly, your distances, your shape again, you the way you manage the game, that's as good as it gets. You know, that for me is as good as it gets. And, you know, we're going to enjoy it tonight.
Charlie Ennis talked about the impact he specifically had on that game.
I mean, Chaz has been frustrated because he hasn't been in and around the side. But with Chaz, he's such an exceptional talent. But it's getting him... It's all right when people come back. But when they've been out for so long, it takes some time to get back to match fitness as well. So we've had to carefully manage with Chaz. I thought today, though, he was... What about his ball for Donnelly's goal? I mean, does he probably?
Do you get an assist for that? Because didn't you actually call that?
Yeah, I think he's got an assist for that. Get the change on. Donnelly comes in between the lines, between the three and the five, and gets his goal. And you know, it's a great header. His goal, his deliveries, his work great. I mean, I left him on the pitch. He was shattered at the end, but I just seen him recovering in front of the dugout. Did a 50-yard run. I said he's still got money. He's still got things in the tank. So. Yeah, it was just great. It was just really, really pleasing. But yeah, he's a very special player for FC United.
What's it like to manage a game like that, where all the instruction, all the work you've done over the week, means that all you have to do out there is just give the instruction, and they do it? I mean, because ordinarily in a game, you're going to have to shout different things out, get this done, do that. You didn't have to today.
No, and let's not forget, we're probably playing one of, if not the best team in the league. You know, they're an exceptional side, and if you give them time and you let them put their stamp onto the game, they're going to beat a lot of teams. But there's a couple of things that happened today. You know, we talked on FC United TV. You know, as a manager, I've never disrespected an opposition, and I'd like to think I never will do. What happened before the game for me was a little bit of circus mentality. You know, getting out of here, measuring the goal, 69 metres, etc. All the lads laughing and taking videos. I brought my squad out of the dressing room to just say, look, lads, this is what they're here for. Secondly, on top of that, we knew that we played really well when we played against them, and there was an external factor in the slip with Cam. But we knew, you know, if we play the way we can, we're as good as anything. If not, you know, we're as good as anything, and we showed that today, and we fully deserve the win. And I will say, because it's not fair to say it's all Baseford, the manager came out before the game and apologised, and he said it's, you know, it is circus mentality, and you don't like to see that in football, but it certainly gave our lads another gear if they needed one. I don't think they did need another one.
And this fitness, because the second half, we talked about the first half, but the second half was perhaps a few more workmanlike sort of performance, and there was opportunities to kill the game as well. But is that a kind of a, does that kind of complete what you have?
Yeah.
Not complete would be the wrong word, but you know, it's a manifestation of everything you've tried to do with this group of players.
Yeah, and you know, you take it back to June the 28th when pre-season started. You can see pre-season coming to fruition today. You know, they're a fit side, but you can see, you know, Tuesday night we worked hard as well. You know, we don't just come in and, you know, kick a ball around. We work a lot, we work hard, and the lads look after themselves as well. But I think, you know, I love the first half performance. And people are saying that's probably the best that some people have seen it while I've been at Broadhurst Park. Right. Second half for me was equally exceptional, because it was a different instruction that they got, and they executed it. And as a manager, you're just delighted when it all comes together.
And in a certain way, I suppose, in a perverse way, even how good that first half, you're probably happier, I should say, with that second half performance, because it was, and it had to be different. We knew they'd get a reaction from Baseford, and yet we could have scored about another two or three goals. But it was just the defending from the top, working all the way through, and everyone, that's got to be, you've got to be very proud of that.
I'm extremely proud of them. You know, that's what I talk about, playing between the lines, what we do out of possession, what we do in possession. Out of possession, you know, the pods will show us. I don't think we were more than 10 yards away from each other, every first ball, every second ball. Our defensive unit was great. I thought Griff sat in front of the two centre-halves and just dictated the way we played. But as a manager, like you said, you know, and then even the subs to go on and take on the information, you know, everyone wants to play, but they're all in this together. And listen, let's not forget, what, we hit the bar twice, Linney hit the post once as well. You know, there was keepers made saves, Tundy just flashed one wide. It could have and maybe should have been more than 3-1, but, you know, we'll certainly accept 3-1, and we can't wait for the draw now Monday.
And the beautiful football now, is it, how much is it stuff you've planned and worked specifically, and just players having clear heads and just feeling uninhibited and expressing themselves?
It's everything what we do in training. You know, and I keep saying it, I tried to do it with the current crop last season, it just wouldn't work. They just didn't want to and wouldn't execute what we wanted to. And at times I just had to give up with it. Now I've got a group of lads who just take things on board. We did shape on, you know, Thursday night in training and kind of nullifying their diamond. But when we get the overlords with Dodd and Morris and play 2v1s, and you could probably hear me 3v1s. And, you know, we did it time and time again. And, yeah, it is. And the lads come in at half time and say, it's so good to work hard in training all week and then to come in and put it on our surface. And we talked about before the game on the TV that, you know, we've got a great away record. What's it like to hit play here? The lads are honoured to play here. The lads want to show themselves off as good footballers and are a good team. And yet again today, they've given a great account of themselves and deserve all the plaudits that they get on the social media and the songs and the people shaking their hands. It's about them. It's about them. I can, you know, as a manager, I can, you know, put it together. They go and execute it. And, you know, they've got to take enormous credit.
Well, the league, nothing's been affected. FC have stayed in fifth place. Some results have gone against us, but we've stayed where we are, and which is good for us.
Brilliant.
And now we go on to equally as important. I know you want to win this trophy, Manchester Premier Cup on Tuesday.
I want to win every game, Swampy. Every game. You know, people say you're going to rest players. No, I'm going to win a strong team. And, you know, we want to keep this run going. 3 defeats in 17 now. You know, it's exceptional. And, you know, there's going to be tired legs from today. But it's a training session. It's a game. It's a, you know, we just can't wait. I can't wait to get down to Hyde now. And, you know, I want to stay in the Manchester Cup. I want to win that. I want to do well in the League Cup. I want to go as far as we can in the trophy. And I want to get promoted this season. So, you know, don't call me greedy. That's what I want to do.
And the thing is also, we're going to Hyde to play the great surface. Yeah. I mean, that is a really good, you know, artificial surface, so there's no complaints there. You'll go out there, play some good football, and again, it should be an entertaining game.
Listen, they'll know against that about us. You know, 81% possession when we last played them, 27 chances to their 3, 516 completed passes to their 282. You know, we were unlucky that night to lose 2-1. So we've got, you know, we've got to put a lot right that wasn't, you know, that didn't happen on the evening. So we can't wait now as a squad. You know, shook each other's hand. We have a sing song in there. We get around each other and see you Tuesday, boys. And they go, right, but enjoy the weekend first.
And with the cup competitions coming, I mean, I know you've had a whole week to work this time. Do you prefer the whole week would be able to work with the players, or do you like a game on a Tuesday, then get them in on the Wednesday, just a bit of a relaxation, and then Thursday back into it, and then the game on the Saturday? Or would you prefer just basically once a week games, or are you happy the way it runs at this moment in time?
I wish we were full time. I can't get enough of them.
I've got a fiver.
I can't get enough of them, Swampy. Honestly, every time they come in, there's no excuses. There's no people led on medical bags. They just want to get out there and train. So, you know, honestly, it is cliche. If it's a game, if it's training, I just enjoy the company, and we enjoy each other's company. So, you know, on that, yeah, you like to get on the training pitch and do as much as you can do. And especially when it comes to fruition today, it's brilliant. But also, I like games as well, because it breaks a week up, but it doesn't half put you in a bad mood on a Wednesday at work if you don't win. You know, we just love coming together. You know, I've got an exceptional group, and I hope the close stay away. There's a few more scouts here today. They're recognising what we're doing, but lads enjoy playing football here. And unless it's a, you know, really good offer, I think that, you know, we'll keep this crop for a long time to come.
And next week, really, I suppose, for me, and we've been listening avidly to FC Radio, it's got to be the game of the weekend. I mean, Witton again are up to 6th. They've won again. They've scored 4 goals away from home today. It's got to be a humdinger of a game. And again, quite luckily, a beautiful surface.
And it's one of the grounds that I've always loved going to. You know, it's one of my favourites, Witton. It sets itself up for a really good atmosphere. It's tight. Obviously, they're doing well under Carl McCauley now, which is great. I'm good friends with Carl. We can't wait to get there next week, and it is, like you say, 5th against 6th now. And, you know, we've got an ambition of getting in the playoffs, so we're going to have to go there and get something next week. But I'll repeat what I just said before, you know, we're on a great run. So, you know, we're going to take that run into Tuesday. We're certainly going to take it into next Saturday. And, you know, come next Saturday at 5 o'clock, I want to make sure we're still in the Manchester Cup and we're still in 5th place.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. And to find out now who FC United have been drawn to play in the 3rd qualifying round of the FA Trophy, it's over to Ben.
Yes, thank you, Cockers. And I can reveal that the draw took place on Monday lunchtime for the 3rd qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And FC United have been drawn away to either Runcorn Linnets or Prescott Cables, both teams playing at the step below us in the MPL North West Division. Both Runcorn Linnets and Prescott Cables went head-to-head on Saturday, but the game finished 1-1, so there'll be a replay on Tuesday night. So look out on the official website later in the week to find out who FC United will be playing. So just to confirm, FC United will be playing away on the 23rd of November in the 3rd qualifying round of the FA Trophy, either at Runcorn Linnets or Prescott Cables.
Thanks, Ben. Well, before that big game in the 3rd qualifying round of the FA Trophy, FC United will be returning to action this week with 2 matches on the road. Firstly, on Tuesday night, FC United will travel to Tameside to take on Hyde United in the Manchester Premier Cup. The address for the ground is Ewan Fields, Walker Lane, Hyde, SK14 5PL. Kick-off on Tuesday night will be at 7:45 p.m. And we'll have full commentary on North Manchester 106.6 FM and on fc-radio.co.uk from 7:30 p.m. for those of you who cannot make this game in person. There will also be commentary available online for Saturday's league game at Witton Albion. If you can make the weekend trip to Cheshire, though, the address for the ground is Wincham Park, Chapel Street, Northwich, CW9 6DA. It's a 3 p.m. kickoff at Witton on Saturday, with FC Live going to air from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Women's team news now, and FC United on Sunday return to the 3G to host Sir Tom Finney in the league. To hear how the Reds got on, it's over to Ben.
Hello everybody and welcome to Broadhurst Park. You join us here at the back of the main stand for another women's team live. This afternoon it's FC United and Manchester's women's team against Sir Tom Finney ladies team from up in Preston Way. And this is a league encounter. FC United currently sitting second in the league table. They're currently 9 points behind Tranmere Rovers, but FC United have 5 games in hand. So Tom Finney, currently they play the same number of games as FC United. They've only played 4 and currently sit second bottom of the league table on 1 point. So an opportunity here for FC United to get a game of football played in the league and hopefully, fingers crossed, to get all 3 points here this afternoon on the 3G pitch. I'll bring you team news now, and Kayla Cunliffe has finally been given international clearance. Former Blackburn striker now joins FC United. She's been training with the squad now for a few weeks or so, but has been waiting international clearance as she has played in Canada. So she starts this afternoon. Also, Ellie Whittle, who made a debut last week against Mosley Hill from the substitutes bench in that 3-0 win for FC United on Merseyside last Sunday. She makes the substitutes bench again, formerly at Bury. She's on the substitutes bench alongside Samantha Ball. For FC United, the lineup this afternoon is Chloe Ainsworth in goal, a defensive line of Fran Davis, Emily Marsh and Chelsea Patient. Then in midfield, we'll have Robin Hartley, Jess McCarrick, Maxie Smith, probably Kirsty Chambers. Jordan Bailey might go on the right-hand side. That said, Kayla Cunliffe will be up front alongside Amy O'Keefe. For Sir Tom Finney, and welcome if you're listening from Lancashire, but just to warn you, the commentary position 4 miles away from the pitch, so if I do get anyone's name wrong, I do apologise wholeheartedly. It's Harrison, Jacques, Mercer, Houghton, Hindle, Robinson, Parkinson, Hunt, Swift, Taylor Hill and Easton. And substitute, it's just one substitute, and that is Charlotte Greenwood. And we are underway here at Broadhurst Park on the 3G. Chelsea Patient plays the ball back inside FC United's half to Davis. Davis under pressure to Cunliffe. Cunliffe passes a loose one, and Parkinson now on the ball, and her pass is loose as well, and it's picked up by McCarrick. McCarrick, nice bit of skill there to open up a bit of space, and then releases a pass down the right-hand channel for Jordan Bailey to move on to. Bailey, a first-time ball into the penalty area. It breaks to Chambers. Chambers, angles tight. There you go. 1-0 to FC United. 16 minutes on the clock there, and it all started just inside the centre circle with Jess McCarrick, a nice step over. Midfielder goes one way, McCarrick goes the other way, releases a pass to Bailey. Bailey wasn't messing around, a ball straight into the box. The defence didn't deal with it. It broke to Chambers. The angle was tight, but Chambers doesn't miss them. And on 16 minutes, FC United have taken the lead here against Sir Tom Finney. 1-0 the score. Cunliffe with this free kick. In it comes on a right foot towards the back post. No one gambles. Oh, referee. That is over the line. And it's given. Yes. Has he given it? No, he hasn't given it. Well, because I'm right in line with it. And I'll come back to that in a second. No one gambled on the ball. So Cunliffe there. It hit the underside of the bar from the goalkeeper. And it wasn't that crossed the line. It's when the goalkeeper caught the ball. She brought the ball over the line and then dragged it right back. But play continues. And it is Bailey now. And it's all academic because FC United have made it 2-0. Jordan Bailey beat the offside trap as she's done numerous times so far in this first half. FC United doubling their lead there. And thank goodness, after that controversial moment a couple of seconds earlier, FC United make it 2-0 on 43 minutes. Jordan Bailey there with the second goal. Goal kick taken out towards the left-hand side, but it's going to be cut out by O'Keefe. O'Keefe does well. And now back it goes to Chambers. Chambers now infield, plays it to Ball. Ball looking out to the left-hand side, but plays it back to Marsh. Marsh now out to the left-hand side to Hartley. Hartley nutmegs the fullback, and now moving forward. Hartley from the left crosses that ball in. It's going to find O'Keefe. Oh, that's a great goal from FC United, and a great bit of skill there from Hartley over on the left-hand side. A wonderful ball to find O'Keefe on the back post, and with 23 minutes played of this second half, it's been a bit of an iffy start to the second half. FC United haven't been fluid by any stretch of the imagination, but 3-0 the score now, and that's probably 3 points for FC United. So goal kick to Sir Tom Finney, Sarah Harrison to take.
And O'Keefe wins that ball, gets it to Bailey. Lovely back heel from Bailey. O'Keefe's onside, rounds the keeper. That's a fantastic goal. Really great combination stuff there between O'Keefe and Bailey. And O'Keefe gets her second goal. And it's 4-0 now to FC United. 28 minutes played of this second half. And that's a lot more like it from the team in red. Ball to take this. And it looks like it's going to be whipped in towards the edge of the penalty area. It's a man for ball with this free kick. It's a great effort. In fact, has it gone in? Or has he gone over? He's just gone over. Well, palmed over there by Harrison, and it's going to be a corner to FC United. That would have been a great goal for the highlights reel, but instead it is a corner. We're into the last 2 minutes of normal time at Broadhurst Park. A corner from the main stand side. In it comes from Hartley. Oh, and you know what? It's a goal, and it's a man for ball. The ball from Hartley, from the right-hand side, corner taken, in it comes, ball was free, and a semi-diving header, goalkeeper had no chance, and on the 89th minute, FC United have made it 5-0. Full-time here at Broadhurst Park after all that, and FC United 5-0 winners over Sir Tom Finney. Game really where Sir Tom Finney could feel a bit unlucky in a lot of ways. FC United 2-0 up at half time, but really it could have been 2-2. Sir Tom Finney had two glorious counter-attacks which nearly caught FC United out, but FC United were clinical up front, and that's been the key this afternoon. Kirsty Chambers opening the scoring on 16 minutes, and great bit of skill from Jess McCarrick to open up that goal, we should say. A great pass to release the pass to Jordan Bailey, who played the ball into the box for Kirsty Chambers to score. Jordan Bailey getting the goal on half time, a minute or so after a piece of controversy where did the ball cross the line? Only the highlights from Neil Boo will clear that one up. From my angle, it looked like it crossed the line, but it was all academic anyway because Jordan Bailey made it 2-0 at half time. Then in the second half, it was a bit more Sir Tom Finney in the opening 10-15 minutes or so. FC United struggled to get the ball over the halfway line, but then that clinical edge came into play. Amy O'Keefe scoring two fantastic goals, and then Samantha Ball right on the stroke of full time with a great header to make it 5-0. So FC United go into their double header with Tranmere Rovers in good form. So next up for the women's team, it is that double header with Tranmere Rovers. Tranmere Rovers 6 points ahead of FC United. FC United have 4 games in hand. So crucial 2 games coming up against the league leaders. Next week, it's away on the Wirral, Tranmere Rovers against FC United. And then on the 24th, it's back here at Broadhurst Park. And that game will be live here on FC Radio for FC United hosting Tranmere Rovers. FC on the 24th at 4 o'clock could be joint top of the table with 4 games in hand. That's how important the next 2 weeks are for FC. It's all to play for the women's team. 5-0 win over Sir Tom Finney this afternoon. It's I hope you've enjoyed this commentary here from Broadhurst Park. And next up for FC Radio, don't forget Hyde United hosting FC United on Tuesday night in the Manchester Premier Cup. That'll be live here on FC Radio and on North Manchester 106.6 FM. And then on Saturday, it's back to league matters as FC United travel to Cheshire to take on Witton Albion. Full commentary available here on FC Radio from 2:30. But from everyone here on Women's Team Live on a Sunday afternoon, it's finished FC United and Manchester 5, so Tom Finney FC 0, and we'll see you all very soon. Bye-bye.
WT Live there from Sunday afternoon. And that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.